الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا Inshallah, in the Taraweeh tonight, the 15th juz will be recited. Correct, 15? So I will explain to you some verses of this 15th juz. So when that Imam reads, inshallah, we will be able to relate with Quran. The beginning of the 15th juz, Subhana alladhi asra bi abdihi, in which Allah Tabarak Ta'ala makes mention of the entire issue of what is known as Banu Israel, the children of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. So to understand this is Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, he is sent to Fir'aun. The Bani Israel are, so to say, like slaves in the land of Egypt. After many years of effort, finally Musa alayhi salatu wassalam makes an agreement with Fir'aun that he will now take the Bani Israel out. They leave, and Allah Tabarakala informs Musa alayhi salam that Fir'aun very quickly will break the promise. And that's what happened the next day when people saw they all gone. They would ask Fir'aun that what happened. Fir'aun doesn't know how to say to them that I made the deal, I made the passage open. So he says, لَشِرْذِمَةٌ قَلِيلٌ, they are a small group. We'll manage to get them back. Bring my armies, and with that Fir'aun and his armies now go in pursuit of Bani Israel. Most of us know exactly. After that, the Bani Israel are making their journey. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, instead of making the normal turn which would have taken him to the right road to Madian, errs in his direction, and Allah tabarak ta'ala wanted it. And he finds himself what we call at the tip of Aqaba. And there he finds himself in front of waters. To retrace your steps, it will mean that you're going back through the mountain passes, and Fir'aun's army had already entered, you're going to meet somewhere. So that's when the Bani Israel says, you have destroyed us. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam says, my Allah will never forsake me. Allah tabarakallah orders, he hits the waters. Most of us, our knowledge in Islamic history should be so much that as they crossed over, Allah Tabarakala brought the armies of Fir'aun and Fir'aun into the waters, and all of them got destroyed. Normally when you drown in waters, your body doesn't come up. Especially if you're at the tips, what is called Gulf of Aqaba. If you're at the Gulf, normally the waters, especially when it's high, it will take you into the ocean. But Allah Tabarak Ta'ala wanted that the body of Fir'aun must be kept as a reminder for the world. So all the other soldiers, they were washed. With the ocean, you go far, and you go into the ocean, you'll never be seen again. But Fir'aun's body, in an amazing manner, even though it was high waters, at night, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala brings it to the surface. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. So first promise of Allah was fulfilled. That today your body will be preserved. And we will keep your body as a reminder for people who will be coming after. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, but majority of the people, you will find they will look at our sign, and even then they will be oblivious of the sign. So Fir'aun's body came up. They saw it. The Bani Israel still could not believe that although they hated Fir'aun, but they worshipped Fir'aun. They could not believe that he could have died. They went, they touched him to see if he's still alive. Musa alayhi salam then said to some of them, you will take him back to Egypt, so that the people of Egypt can also see that your God died. My Allah destroyed your God. So Fir'aun's body comes back to Egypt. They mummify it, whatever they have done, it remains in Egypt for years. Then after the World War, what was known as the digging in Egypt by the Rockefeller family, And as they were searching for the pyramids, they also found the grave of the pharaohs. And in that grave, they found the different pharaohs. They also found this pharaoh. All the other pharaohs were mummified from the beginning. They're supposed to be looked after. But this pharaoh, he's supposed to be in the waters. Allah Ta'ala brought his body out. Then they put it in a museum. We also visited that museum in our days. It wasn't like the best of decisions I made. I mean, you pay to see the Kaaba, you pay to go to Medina Munawwara. But I never thought one day I'll have to pay to go see Fir'aun. But I entered the museum, they charged a high amount. I saw him. I just looked at him. I saw people taking... At that time, there weren't so much pictures like what we have. But it was an aircon room. So it's an amazing thing. I said, what you need an aircon for? You burning in Jahannam. But he was in an aircon incubator. That was in that time, hardly people would worry about the pharaoh. Hardly. Few of us went. Other people I saw, they went to Egypt. They went into the pyramids. I was small that time, I also went into the pyramids. Now I'll never go in the pyramids. After having studied regarding the pyramids, the amount of shaitani activity in the pyramids, I'll never go down there. You see it from far and you read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. I will not enter. And normally I wouldn't have mentioned this here in a bayan also, because a lot of times when you tell people don't do something, the next thing they go do it. So they never knew about it. But recently when we reached Egypt, now in Egypt, a lot of change has taken place. And one of the main things as we're now moving into what is called the new era, is things that people had never seen or been introduced to before are now going to be open to the world. So just when we enter the Egypt airport, normally at the airport they show you what to see in the country. And a lot of effort has been made now that Muslims must not only see the pharaoh, but they must practically again worship the pharaoh. So Egypt is a Muslim country. They're supposed to be speaking about Musa alayhi salam. They're supposed to be speaking about Musa alayhi salam. And the destruction of Fir'aun. If they wanted to, they could have made a museum how Fir'aun was destroyed. That was a big thing. How Muslims conquered Egypt. Amr ibn al-As. How the Nile never wanted to flow. And Umar radiallahu anhu's letter to the Nile. Because when Muslims took over Egypt, they had a custom that once a year they would put a girl into the river, like a virgin. And they would say that the river eats her and then it flows. But if you don't give this virgin girl, then the river won't flow. And if the river doesn't flow, then all the people's sustenance, their sustenance was the river. So Amr ibn al-As now, he's the governor, he just took over. The people want to put some on, he says, no way. They say, if you do not put it in, for years we're doing it. And it happened, Allah Tabarakallah's imtihan came, that year the river never, the drought came. And naturally the normal people, when you live in a custom, they want to like overthrow the government. So Umar radiallahu anhu writes a letter to Amr ibn al-As, that obviously you can't put a woman, girl in the water, even if it's a non-Muslim girl. But then he says there's another letter in the letter. When that letter comes to you, just drop it in the river. In that river he wrote, then Amr ibn al-As read it before putting it in. He said, from Umar the servant of Allah to the river Nile, if you are flowing on your own accord, then I don't need you to flow anymore. And if you are also the creation of Allah, then you flow. And the river started flowing. If they wanted to, they could have mentioned that in the museum. That was a unique miracle of Islam. But when you will go to Egypt today, you won't see all those things. You will see, come to the concert of the pharaohs. Because now the museum is very, 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 very big. And in that concert, or in that museum now, it's not just a museum like what I went and saw him, one pharaoh. Now with all the gadgets of technology, now they have actually been able to make where the mighty pharaoh comes in front of you. So I never went to see it, but from the little I could see in the airport, I understood what they want is that you will come to those concerts and you will see the pharaoh standing like, rising in front. And then it will be music and it will be dancing. And then it will be Muslim boys and Muslim girls who will lift up their hands. Maybe they'll bow down in sajda. They look at that Pharaoh and say, wow! And they start screaming. Where would you ever do that? But times have changed. People will do it. They'll never ever think this is the worst that the world had ever seen. On whose head Allah's biggest curse came. Biggest curse. Drowned. But when I saw that there and already the concerts took place and already Muslim girls and Muslim boys, Muslim adults, young and old, those who went for those concerts, Muslims, they scream out, wah! At that time I thought of this verse of Quran, that we will preserve your body today so that you can be a sign for people afterwards. But Allah Ta'ala said, majority will see the sign and they'll still remain oblivious. They're seeing the Pharaoh and still they're worshipping him. Still. So Allah's promise has shown itself today. But at that time also, now when Musa alayhi salam came over into Madian, over the waters, then the Bani Israel wanted to stay in Madian. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did not allow them. He said, our land is the land of Sham. So then it took them very long to get to Sham, but along the way Allah tabaruk ta'ala revealed the Torah. When the Torah came, one of the main parts of the Torah is the book of the Jews. One of the main parts of the Torah was one verse that was revealed to say to them that you also, meaning same thing, they saw the body of Firaun. They saw the zulm of Firaun. They saw the destruction of Firaun. Right at the beginning, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, but you, as soon as I'll give you power, you will behave like the Firaun also. You will behave like the Firaun. Today what we see in Gaza, what we see in Israel, this is known as Bani Israel, Jew. The book that they read is the Torah. Definitely this verse is there by them. وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ We had said to the Bani Israel in the book, the Torah, لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ You will cause total corruption in the land, meaning in Al-Aqsa, two times, in the blessed land. وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا You will behave with a very high attitude. That no one can stop me, there's no one higher than me. Almighty Allah used the same word for them what He used for Firaun. وَإِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ لَعَلَى فِي الْأَرْضِ عَلَى means you behave as I am the highest. Firaun regarded himself as the absolute authority. No one can stop him. You can kill. He killed young children. No one could stop him. They kill young children. No one stops them. He behaved as though there's no authority above him. They behave as though there's no authority above them. Allah Tabaraka Taala said, you will do it two times in this land. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ أُولَاهُمَا When the first will come. We will send upon you a servant of ours. Very, very harsh. They will enter into the deep crevices of the houses. فَجَاسُوا خِلَالَ الدِّيَارِ وَكَانَ وَعْدًا مَفُولًا It happened. So about within few years of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam's demise, already they started behaving like this. The first group that broke away, they established a state nearby Al-Aqsa. Amazing the name of the state at that time. They named it Israel. At that time. They named it Israel, the breakaway state. Thereafter, whoever wanted to worship the devil would move to Israel. And the good people would stay in the kingdom of Jerusalem. And then all the filth of Israel started coming into Al-Aqsa as Almighty Allah said. Whatever was haram in their books became halal. And whichever Nabi came to stop them, they killed the Nabi also. In the land. And then Allah Tabaruk Salah sent Egyptians against them. And then Assyrians, then the Babylonians. And a time came where they were completely destroyed. Completely. Thereafter they went everywhere in the world. Many of them went into Yemen. Many went into Medina Munawwara, waiting for the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So at that time they would read their books where Allah Tabaraka Taala said, that was one, you will cause corruption in the land two times. So that was one and they were destroyed. But for them to cause the second corruption in the land, there had to be a time that they came back to the land. So when the state of Israel was established And then they started coming back. That was the second. Allah Ta'ala's promise right at the beginning. 2 times you will cause corruption in this land. That corruption, the second corruption, started with after World War. So much of effort was made to bring them back. And they came back. And as Allah Ta'ala said, total chaos in a land of piety, you will cause it. Today when you will go into the lands of Sham, if you have to see what happened in Sham, Syria now just came out of its difficulty. If you had to see what had happened in Syria, and it was because of them. And then if you have to one day go and see what happened in Gaza, because of them. And then if you have to see what they are doing in Palestine itself, Al-Aqsa, because of them. Exactly as Allah Ta'ala mentioned, you will behave like Fir'aun. Kill who you want, break who you want. Allah Ta'ala said, but how the first time we destroyed you, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ, when the second promise will come, and you will do what you will do. لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ, a time will come where my servants will enter again. And they will disgrace you in front of the entire world. And inshallah that will happen one day. Where the truth of the Yahudi Zionist nation will be known to the whole world. Already with the war of Gaza so much opened up. Where people just had to keep quiet. You can't hide the truth forever. But Allah Ta'ala will openly disgrace them. وَلِيَدْخُلُ الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, on the second occasion, my servants will enter the masjid. How they had entered it the first time. Some scholars have mentioned the first time is how Umar radiallahu anhu entered. That there was no battle. They will enter it inshallah again. That Muslims will enter into Al-Aqsa one day. There won't be a battle in Al-Aqsa. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَتْبِيرًا, and my servants will bring to the ground what these people had in their arrogance raised high. That we are the Almighty, no one can stop us. So this is Surah Bani Israel. The entire Quran comes with unique miracles, with unique indications. And we have seen it. How Quran said, I'll save your body, Fir'aun. The body got saved. We thought it was only saved in the time of Musa alayhi salam. Where Allah Ta'ala said, we'll preserve that body. It got preserved until today where we see that Fir'aun. And as Allah Ta'ala said, but majority will look at it and will not at all take lesson. We saw that also. Every time we see it, we will say, وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ, ma Allah has spoken the truth. You see how they worship Fir'aun. Here also, the first Allah Ta'ala said, you will do corruption in the land. They did corruption in the land. And Allah said, and we'll destroy you, and they destroyed them. The issue of Bukht al-Nasr, they call him Nabachad Nazar, and how he finally entered into, and they went into the crevices, into the most private places of these people's houses. They left nothing standing. فَجَاسُوا خِلَالَ الدِّيَارِ, the Jews themselves speak about it. Allah Ta'ala told them it's going to happen. But when you will ask the Jews, what about the second one? Allah Ta'ala said, you 2 times will cause corruption. What about the second? Then they'll just make stories. They say, no, this happened. They know it's happening now. And when they know it's happening, they also know that as they were told in the first time, you're going to get destroyed. They read in their books, they're going to get destroyed. They read it, and it definitely troubles them. Definitely troubles them. First promise that was given to the Bani Israel, first promise. They saw the first. May Allah Ta'ala make in our lives, they might see the second. In our lives. At that time, may Allah Ta'ala let us also be part of the group that helps, and to be part of that group which Allah Ta'ala says, and my servants will be able to enter the masjid how they entered it the first time. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.